Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and have you had too much of the chocolate Easter bunnies, too many jelly beans, and you're walking around feeling sort of plump? Maybe that's the word I'll use. We won't use the three-letter word. Yeah, we'll skip that one. Anyway, you want to get rid of it. You want to do something for yourself that's going to make you feel better, and something you could do on a regular basis. Believe me, it's working for me. I want to welcome to the show Teresa Tapp. She's been with me before. But Teresa, it's so good to have you back again. I think the timing is perfect. We've got some exciting things to share. But one of them is that you're going to be at the women's show, and I get a chance to meet you in person.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
Oh, I'm just so excited about this, and we'll be going into a little bit of that later. But what I wanted to talk about is that there's always some kind of a happening that goes on. Maybe there is a bar mitzvah, there's a wedding. I mean, it seems like anymore there's always these activities where we're going to get the munchies. We're going to eat more than what we planned. We just had an Easter holiday. People ate abundantly. They went to a lot of brunches. And men and women both are going to feel sort of bloated, and your exercise routines that you have together, your TTAP method, I find is one of the best ways to get rid of that bloated feeling. And if any of our listeners haven't heard you before, which I know there are many that have not, I'd love for you to give a little bit of your background, because we've got so many things I want to touch on today. Give us a brief rundown of what your background is so my new listeners will know about that.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm quite enthusiastic about motivating people to move. And I created a workout initially. It's called TTAP now. Initially, it was just called The Workout. But I created it for cancer patients. It's more of a wellness workout. And it was to help people who were going through the chemo and radiation, they often get a condition called lymphedema, where the ankles and the hands and the swell, because the lymphatic system is altered from that overload of toxicity. Those bad chemicals to kill the cancer also creates havoc with all of the other endocrine systems within the body. And while I was perfecting this series of exercise movements, done without weights, done without jumping, only 8 repetitions and only 1 set, miraculously, yes, was offsetting the lymphedema, but people were losing inches very quickly. Most people lost an inch in the waist or the hips within 1 week with just 15 minutes a day. So then, obviously, that was quite exciting, not just for those who were undergoing cancer treatments, but any time you give a ray of hope for a female when they're feeling that crummy, imagine for the rest of us. All of a sudden, the nurses were doing it, the doctors were doing it. So I ended up perfecting this workout as I went through formal education, got a degree in exercise science. I have a teaching degree for 9 through 12, but I ended up teaching the world instead of just staying in the classroom, and ended up in Europe for 18 years working with the high fashion industry. So I was tutoring the models and teaching these teenagers how to make ugly clothes look good and how to keep their body in optimal fitness, not where it was an obsession and always being in the gym, but to be able to keep their bodies tight and toned, so they weren't just skin and bones, but to look healthy and have the energy to do 12-hour photo shoots. And so for 18 years, I would rotate between Hamburg, Germany, Milan, Italy, and Paris, France. And while that may sound glamorous to the outside world, it's basically living in a hotel in a different city with 6 to 7 teenagers. And so here I helped continue the development of this workout program, not just for cancer patients, but for those who are trying to achieve body perfection on the outside in the fashion industry, but also in the privacy of one's room, whether it's a hotel room or their house, to stay out of the paparazzi. And because everyone wants to think that models just never exercise, right? They're exercising all the time because it's a lot of work to do those clothes.
Yes.
So anyway, then I perfected, well, especially working in Germany with it's called the Bundesliga. So I got to work with an athletic organization that trains the Olympian athletes. So my workout that was helping with lymphedema and cinching in inches very quickly then became the perfect way to get a cardiovascular aerobic workout without jumping in 3 feet of square space with only 8 repetitions so that you condition the heart without inflammation. And it's incredible. So optimally what I have now today, in all of those years, it took me almost 27 years to perfect it, is a workout that's 15 minutes long or a workout that's 45 minutes long. It's in the book called Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. Chapter 4 is the 15-minute workout, and Chapter 5 is the remaining exercises to make it a complete 45-minute workout. But what's exciting about TTAP is that it's not even just the workout, it's understanding how to activate the muscles internally to apply TTAP techniques to any type of favorite exercise program, or while you're standing in line or sitting at a desk. It's all about understanding how to activate the muscles so that you help your body help itself just naturally lose the inches and gain muscle tone without having to be obsessively turning your whole life around fitness. Now you'll learn how to fit fitness into your life, even if your life is a 24/7 on the go all the time. Yes, you can fit fitness into there, 1 minute moves throughout the day. TTAP really is the workout that works regardless of age or fitness level. Without weights, you build bone density. It builds a better brain, mind-to-muscle connection. It is great for those who have bad backs, hips, or knees. It's a rehabilitative-type workout, yet it's preventative wellness, so you help prevent those knee, ankle issues, shoulders, lower back, because you're operating your body's muscles with your own tension to increase bone density without weights, increasing heart conditioning without jumping or hands above the head. It really is the workout for everyone.
I have been talking to men and women both relative to this, and one of the things that I have shared when I've shared the DVDs, which I have, and we'll talk about some of the different things that you offer, but when I've shared the DVDs, I get a big kick out of the guys because usually everybody wants to get up and try it, and I just have to laugh because they'll say, I can't do that. They'll be in there, they're standing up, and they're trying to do the coordinated moves, which the one that is my favorite, if any woman ever really wanted to show up a guy, it's to do your hoedown.
Oh, yes.
They'll look at that, and their faces get sort of funny, and they go, nope, can't do this. But the truth is, it's your right brain, left brain analogy is a very good one, and I'll tell you why it means so much to me. I have a number of friends who are mature in years. They're in their 70s and in their 80s, and one of the biggest things that they deal with is a fear of falling, and exercise always, for any age, is just very good. But when people get older, if they've not been doing this, one, they're concerned about their bone density, especially with women, but even men are concerned about that. And two, the balance issue is so important. And I had one very dear friend, she said, oh, Donna, I just can't do this. And she'd watch it, she'd just feel overwhelmed because she's been not an exercising kind of an individual ever. Mm-hmm. And I would tell her, just like you do, just do it to your, if you can only do one rep, that's all I want you to do. But you have a problem with balance, and this is going to enable you to build up your stamina with that. Address that for some of the people that may have a mom or dad or, you know, another member of their family or a loved one of some, you know, of some mature years. What would you say to them?
Well, see, and as you know, on the video, I have real people behind me of all shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. ranging from 9 years old to 75. That happens to be of all of the, I think there's about 20 people behind me. And because it's never too early or too late to rebuild your body. Our bodies are amazing machines that can rehabilitate and rebuild, but you have to move it to make it happen.
Right.
And so the worst thing to do is to be inactive, because muscles lose their tone if you don't move them and keep the brain to body connected. I call it neurokinetic awareness, and rebuilding, instead of just burning calories to lose weight, it's rebuilding your mind to muscle connection, which is neurokinetic connection, I call it, as well as the lymphatics and the circulatory systems. Okay, so let's put that into just common sense. Is when people are walking throughout the day, and through time, if you don't activate those core muscles, which is a buzzword now, the muscles start to atrophy. Well, you're still fine to walk. Think about when you're a toddler. Toddlers, when they take their first steps, kind of weeble wobble side to side because they don't really have their core muscles kind of working. So they start to tilt to the left, and then they tilt to the right, and then tilt to the left as they kind of wobble a little bit to the front. Then you get to the point where you have that balance and you can walk freely. Well, then as you become a senior, you start to bobble again, shuffling instead of just walking forward. Same way with a bicycle. In the beginning with a bicycle, you wobble left and right as you try to balance your core to keep centered on that bicycle. And then all of a sudden when you get that mind-to-muscle connection, you kind of know where your body space and your awareness up, and you can ride a bicycle without any problems and without those training wheels. Mm-hmm. But then what happens if you don't ride a bicycle for a long time, say 10, 20 years go by? When you first get back on that bicycle, what do? Wobble, wobble, don't quite have the balance. Because if you don't use it, you lose it, you atrophy from the inside out. Because we use our arms and legs every day, walking, standing, sitting, picking up groceries, but we don't do cartwheels and somersaults every day. So with TTAP, without it being over-intensive or scary, here's these moves that activate the muscles that build the core without any equipment or machinery or even stretchy bands, and it will help you rebuild that neurokinetic awareness so you know right where your hands and legs are in space. Because the other thing is small children, don't they bump into tables and chairs and get bruises? Okay,
oh,
then,
sure.
Because they don't know that their hips there or their elbows there, so they hit things. Well, then we're fine through all of our 20s and 30s and 40s, but then what starts happening when you get into your 60s, 70s, and 80s? Haven't you seen many elders as they start bumping into things because they don't have that neurokinetic awareness of body and space? Well, that's what the mind-to-muscle connection, why it's so important, is not just even the core, but where your hand is. So if something starts to fall off the table, you can reach real quick and catch that cup or that pencil before it drops because you have that eye-hand mind-to-muscle coordination. That's what's in there. So you're right. With TTAP in the beginning, so many of us become dominant on one brain, especially men, because men's brains are wired a little bit different than women, because women's brains are wired to be multitasking. Keep track of the child on the right so they don't drop the food, and keep track of what they're talking about is on the left side of the room and what's happening in the front while you're watching the TV. Multitasking, our brains are a little bit wired more that way. Plus, men are usually a little bit more active in sports, and certain sports will create a greater dominance of one brain than the other. Let's say like a baseball player. Baseball players always throwing with the right hand and always swinging the bat the one way. So when we see those hoedowns that you're talking about, a basketball player will do much better at hoedowns, somebody who plays basketball a lot, than a baseball player. Because a basketball player will dribble with the right, shoot with the right, then dribble with the left, shoot with the left, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's working both sides of the brain a little bit more equally, but with all time of inactivity, you will become more dominant on one side depending on which hand you always turn the doorknob, which hand you always open the jar with, what hand you always write your name with, will create a stronger stimulus on the opposite side of your brain. So if you always write with your right hand, your left side of your brain is going to have a stronger neurokinetic mind-to-muscle connection than the other. Okay, so now within that little move you're talking about, hoedowns, and in all of TTAP moves, I simultaneously use left brain, right brain at the same time to build balanced brain activity. So you don't end up with a dominance. So you have total awareness of your body and space, whether it's right side or left side. Okay, so the first few times you do it, if you're very dominant on one side, you'll notice you can do it one side better than the other. So since men are wired a little bit differently, or they may have that athletic dominance, they get very frustrated the first couple of times they do it. But the beauty of the human body is by the fourth time they do it, they can do it. It rebuilds very quickly because I'm simultaneously doing them all of the time so that your weaker muscles will kick in and rebuild quickly to come up with the challenge. So as long as people go to their own personal best, if they can't do 8 repetitions, they just do 2 or 4, they're always going to progress quicker in rebuilding that core, that neurokinetic, I call it NK flow, their awareness, their strength, their flexibility, a healthy heart. That's why this workout will work for grandma who just had a heart attack, as well as somebody who runs 5K every day.
Mm-hmm.
It will forever challenge you without ever increasing 8 repetitions, 1 set, and you never have to add weights.
And that's what I really like. And I've been on the road traveling this year quite a bit, and so this has been wonderful to be able to do this in a hotel room and not have to carry anything with me, and it's just really been nice. Now, I have not progressed to the 45-minute workout. I've just been doing the 15-minute workout because my schedule has been so intense. And I just feel so much better after I do it, and especially if I do it first thing in the morning. It's just wonderful. It gets me ready for the day, and it gets the brain up and active, and I really feel good with it. I wanted to bring up something that we talked about the last time when we didn't have a chance to go into it. There are very few women I am aware of that don't have a problem with cellulite. And this has been something that has plagued me for years. And there's all kinds of promotions and gee whiz, this is what happens with women. But I've seen really, really thin women that have had it. And it's something that women will discuss with each other, but they say, I just don't know what to do with this. So they're terribly embarrassed about it. And if they go and they start toning up, and I've noticed that the cellulite, especially in my thighs, that's where I have it, is in my thighs, it's diminishing. And you have a specialized system with this, which I'm really interested in. Tell us about your cellulite treatment.
Well, I do have a program called the CRT skin brushing program. It's CRT, just a, called cellulite removal technique. But dry brushing is not new. It's been around for years. In Europe, in Germany, the girls start, they're told to start dry brushing at age 12. That's when the hormones start to kick in. And hormonal fluctuations is one of the key components to cellulite production. It's very frustrating when those, and we would say those, is it's about 80% of women get cellulite. Okay, there's a lot of different factors that contribute to cellulite, and it's not just fat. Because, like you said, there's thin women who have cellulite. And it's not fair that certain body types seem to get it more than others. The longer the torso and the shorter the knee to ankle compared to the knee to hip are the ones who primarily get cellulite. And O blood types and B blood types get cellulite more than A and AB blood types. Okay, there's so many factors. I go into a whole long seminar that's a whole hour on its own. But exercise alone doesn't just get rid of cellulite, but it helps get rid of it, okay, because cellulite is where your body tends to store more fat in the fat cells, and then the skin gets thin and it gets lumpy and you see that orange peel appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Skin brushing is important because it exercises the skin. Regular exercise is exercising the muscles, but your skin's an elimination organ and you have to exercise the skin. There's no way to do it unless you stimulate it from the outside, which dry skin brushing does. The primary component to cellulite production is a sluggish lymphatic system.
Interesting.
Okay. And everywhere you have a blood vessel that takes nutrients into your cells, right next to it you have a clear vessel that takes the trash out of the cells. You have a heart that pumps the blood to get to every cell throughout the body. Unfortunately, there's nothing to pump the lymphatic system, so except for muscle movement. So if you don't move your muscles, your lymphatic system will get sluggish and pool into the your feet and into your hands, which is why in the 20s, as one ages, women will start to, some of us, not everyone, will notice that their hands and feet swell, at their ankles or their fingers, especially if they eat carbohydrates or drink a soda. That's because we have sluggish lymphatic systems. So if you have a sluggish lymph system, then your toxins, the trash isn't getting out, so it starts to pool within your body, and that starts to break down the strength of the cellular wall, the skin also, because you want to get the trash out, which is why walking is the very best exercise for moving the lymph system, because every time you touch that floor as you walk, and also walking versus jogging, you straighten the knee. You have to get full extension, full contraction of the muscles to get all of the trash out. Okay, to really squeeze all of the lymph. And because TTAP, the exercises I created, uses the full length of the muscle from origin to insertion, instead of just the belly of the muscle, which is known as isotonic exercise, traditional exercise shortens the muscle fiber, so it gets thicker in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But when you use the full length of the muscle, like Pilates or gymnastics, then you get long, lean muscles. But when you get long, full fiber activation, you literally are using like a squeegee to squeegee out that lymph fluid in between all of the muscles, okay, to get the trash out. So now with TTAP, I always use 5 to 7 muscles at the same time, full length. So, and it's done in a certain sequence built specifically to work with the lymphatic system so that you're sequentially cleansing your body head to toe, and there's primary lymph zones like your armpit and your groin. Okay, so lymph vessels then get to lymph nodes. And then, so that's why, for instance, hoedowns, you're lifting and touching your foot each time, because every time you touch with your foot, that's lymphatic pumping. Every time in the plié sequence, when I'm having certain arm movements, mm-hmm. like butterflies, where the arms are straight out to the side with the thumbs back and you're doing little up and down movements, that's lymphatically pumping the trash that's accumulated into the armpit. And you know, because you've done the workout, I'll be doing the arms and legs at the same time,
yes.
which means you're circulating it and eliminating it totally out of your body. So combination of the dry skin brushing with the TTAP exercises, drinking more fluids, because what does the water? More hydration helps you flush it out of your kidneys to flush the trash away, dilute the toxicity at cellular level and wash it on out, that you're moving your muscles, because the perfect example is massages help get rid of cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go for a massage, the massage therapist, if they're good, will tell you now, be sure to drink a lot of water, because if you just go for a massage and then don't drink any water afterwards, they've manually pushed and massaged all those muscles to move the lymph out. Now, if you don't drink to hydrate and walk a little, it just all goes right back in.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So you need to hydrate. So drinking the water, dry brushing, T-tapping, walking, hoedowns. If everyone would just do hoedowns 2 or 3 times a day, which only is a 2-minute move,
right.
you'd see your cellulite improve,
mm-hmm.
meaning be less of it on your body. Because when you hear about all of these creams and lotions, they always temporarily improve the appearance. Why patch the problem? Why not get to the core of it and help your body help itself eliminate it, make the skin stronger so it becomes more like a girdle to hold the bumps in, got to thicken that skin, because as you age, your skin starts to thin. By exercising the skin, you're helping your skin to stay thicker so it can keep smooth. And then getting rid of the excess lymph fluid and accumulation of fluid around the cells helps to lessen the bumps and to eliminate all that excess fat from inactivity, because let's face it, muscles prefer fat for fuel. But the only way you can get the muscles to use the fat for fuel is to get rid of the excess glucose in your blood, the sugar,
mm-hmm.
so that they kick into fat burning. And so that's where inactivity, if you're not moving it, you'll store it so that you have the fuel for later time, because the body doesn't know when you're going to kick in again, so it stores fat, especially during hormonal times. Because women will say, wow, you know that time of the month? My cellulite always looks worse around then. Well, yeah, because you increase the estrogen, and this is why during the menopause years, cellulite starts to get worse, ladies,
mm-hmm.
is that you increase the estrogen, you increase the insulin, which is the fat-producing hormone, because our bodies are designed that if you increase one hormone, your body will increase the other hormones to make it balanced. So when you get estrogen dominant, so does that insulin. So now every carbohydrate we eat gets converted to fat real quick to balance out the excess estrogen. And if you don't have enough fat cells, our bodies will make more fat cells. And unfortunately, once you create those fat cells, they never go away. They're just empty or full. So with TTAP, skin brushing, walking, you can keep them empty.
Now, with the skin brushing, Teresa, because I've not had the opportunity to review your DVD on that, do you do that all over the body?
Yes. Now, the CRT system has a specific sequence, but all skin brushing is going to help. Okay, I just have it tweaked a little bit to work even more with the lymph, because I was working with the cancer patients. But if you go on any, if you Google skin brushing, okay, basically all skin brushing says to work towards your heart. Think about it, because lymph fluid pools out in the fingertips and the toes. So if you work towards your heart, and most skin brushing starts with the feet, mm-hmm. okay, because of the furthest towards gravity in a way, I always start with the hand. Okay, but at any rate, if you work from the bottoms of your feet and your palms towards the center of your body, you'll improve your skin tone and your cellulite and have this natural glow and really soft skin. And you can learn about the COT Skin Tightening System on my website. There's more information. And I give away a lot of the DVDs that explain it in great detail on my contest. I give away 10 workouts every 10 days at TTAP.com.
Ah, okay. Well, now that's good for all of you to know. Now, fellas that are listening, this is important, too, because I know that lots of times when you're a professional, you don't have a whole bunch of time. You really don't want to spend time in a gym. I can tell you, TTAP is something you can do anywhere. You can take a break in your office. If you have 15 minutes anytime, go to the ladies' room. That's what I did at an expo when I was down in Los Angeles. I went into the ladies' room, and I did it there. Nobody knew what I was doing. They probably wondered what was going on in the feet, you know, in the stall next to them, but that's beside the point. The point is you can do it, and it is totally, totally making a difference. And I know we're almost out of time, Teresa, here. You're going to be at the Northwest Women's Show coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for my listeners who are in the state of Washington, you're not going to want to miss her demonstrations. You're going to be up on the main stage on what day?
I will be on Friday at twice on the main stage. One's around noontime, one's at 3 in the afternoon. And then I'll have an appearance on Saturday and on Sunday as well. And what's really fun about when I'm up on stage is everyone who's there, because I'll be teaching the exercises, so you get right there to feel the difference. Because looking at it's one thing, but feeling it is another. I'm going to teach 6-7 moves at each appearance. But the cool thing is everyone who comes when I'm up on stage gets a 90-minute DVD for free.
Oh, my
goodness. So you didn't even know that. I'm going to be handing out bingo tickets. And I'm going to be giving away some workouts for free, a copy of the books for free. But then the super surprise is that everyone who's actually there and participates in the 30 minutes when I'm up teaching all these, I figure now you'll have the full 90 minutes to take home to try before you buy, so you can really see how to fit these minute moves throughout the day. And just doing the exercises that's on that 90-minute DVD, yes, you can lose one pant size within a month.
One pant size within a month. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Well, I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to be there to meet you, that we'll have a chance to see each other face-to-face for the first time after all of our conversations.
Fun.
Yes, it is. And again, she's going to be appearing this coming weekend at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. This is their 20th anniversary. So many exciting things are going to go on, and you're not going to want to miss Teresa. So be sure you check the schedule. She's already given you the times, 12 and 3 on Friday, and then she's going to have some other times as well. So be sure you check your schedules when you go to the show, those of you that are in Washington that are going to be attending. And don't forget to go to her website, TTAP.com. She's always running contests and different things that are going on there. There are videos that you can view of the hoedown exercise that I've been talking about. Believe me, you can be fixing the family's breakfast and doing the hoedowns. Nobody cares what you look like. This is just for you. And it is absolutely wonderful. And if you've got back problems, if you've got any kind of condition, you can always call her office. But go to her website first. She has all of her contact information there, TTAP.com. That's T-T-A-P-P, T-T-A-P-P.com. Either way, you're going to reach her, and that's going to be great. Well, Teresa, we're out of time. I'm so excited. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Have a fabulous trip into Seattle. We're looking forward to having you. And just keep on. I mean, you've really done so much for me. I'm just thrilled to be able to have a chance to interact with you this weekend.
Thank you, Donna, so much. I look forward to seeing you as well. And everybody, just remember, yes, you can.
Yes, you can. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and hey, telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, hey, I'm ready. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. And I want to repeat again the event that's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For those of you who are listening in the state of Washington and any of you that might be flying in to Seattle to attend this wonderful event, it's the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. And it is so exciting. Over 40,000 women attend. The attendance is growing every year, and there's seminars like Teresa's going to be putting on relative to wellness. There's food stuff. There are products and services. It's absolutely wonderful. And gals, just get all your friends together and say, let's go party. Let's have fun. Now, I know we've got a caller on the line, but before we go to the caller, I want to give out the website. Go to the NorthwestWomenShow.com. NorthwestWomenShow.com, and then you'll find out all the information about this wonderful, wonderful event that I'm so pleased to be a part of again. I've been involved for almost 6 years now. It has just been a joy every time I've been there. I'm in booth number 406. You can come by, say hello, and I'm going to be speaking every day. But I want you to go to that website. You'll find all of the ticket information, the exact address of the Quest Convention Center in downtown Seattle. They even have a map for you. The hours are 10 to 6. It's an incredible event, and I hope you'll stop by and say hello. because I would just love to meet you. Well, we've got our first caller for the day. Let's go to this phone line. I want to welcome you. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
My name is Dan, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Hi, Dan. Welcome. Hey, you know, you're welcome to the Women's Show, too, if you want to come in.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Do come along, because it is fun. It really is fun. And the men that do come in, they enjoy themselves tremendously. They really do. They say they've never seen so many crazy women in one spot in their lives. So it's a lot of fun. Okay, Dan, down to business with you. First thing that I'm looking at is stay on track, stay on course. You're doing a good job at paying attention to detail. I do want to encourage you to take a break to go to what could be considered a retreat kind of a seminar convention environment, because it's going to enable you to really narrow down some particulars you've been having a bit of a frustration with in refining for yourself. Now, this could be certain habits. It could be developing certain skills. Whatever it is, and I use the word retreat because you are breaking a patterning that you would normally have in activity, and you're saying, I'm just going to go and give this as a gift to myself, and this is really going to be a good thing for you to do. I watch you with interest because I believe you are going to be making a major breakthrough with a career choice. This breakthrough is going to be very meaningful to you because you will have finally eliminated some of the barrier that you have felt has kept you from moving forward. This is excellent. Your thoroughness is going to be rewarded. You also are going to find that you as an individual are physically going to be feeling better about yourself because you will make a change in your everyday patterning. What that change is, I'm not sure, but it's not a gigantic one. It's like little small changes that you're making, and you're feeling a lot more comfortable and having more stamina, and you're feeling more rested, because I'm looking at your energy being very depleted at times, and it's like I'm so tired, but I can't seem to get a good night's rest. I'm not feeling rested is the perception I'm getting. So I watch you with interest. You've got a very hard working year here. This is a year that's going to pull a lot out of you on various levels. On one level, it's like you're getting rid of some old habits you don't want. On another level, you're refining your own particular strengths that mean a lot to you. And you are also deciding to streamline what it is you want to focus on for career as well as your personal life. You're not making an exclusive either or choice here. What would you like to ask me, Dan?
Well, I'm faced with some serious financial challenges at the moment, and I had actually planned to retire this year, and that is not looking like it's going to happen, and I'm just wondering what it looks like in the next couple of years.
Well, I am looking at two. I'm looking at the number two. Without you going into detail about whatever the challenges are, that may be what is evolving in the next 3 to 4 months, is an understanding of how to refine a focus so that you can put these concerns behind you fairly quickly. And I think it's a 2-year period is what it's basically going to boil down to. And I would like for you to just look at these challenges as opportunities for yourself. It's tough when you get hit with certain setbacks and you think, gee whiz, this is not fun, and I didn't stand on a street corner waving a red flag saying I wanted them. Regardless, I think you're going to find that there are some new alliances with people as well as an understanding about yourself that is going to come out of this. And I think you're going to be sharing some real strong positive insights with other people that will enable them to avoid what you're seeing as setbacks. And you're going to be able to do this very well. So I think that your experiences you're going through right now are going to have a very strong, I'll call it a positive effect, on some people you're going to be meeting in the near future. And I think because of your experiences and how you're going to be handling them, you're going to be affecting other people's lives in a very significant way.
Okay. We'll see how it goes then.
Well, Dan, just know you're doing the right thing. You really are.
Okay.
You're just going to get more effective with it.
Okay.
You're going to get more effective with your thinking and your processing.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your call. And if you do come to the women's show, come by my booth, 406, and say hello.
Will do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. This is Donna Siebel, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 is the number. Also, 888-815-9756. And then we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. And just like Dan, all you need to do is call in, give me your first name or initial, and then let me tell you what I see. And after that, you can ask me about anything you like. I want to thank those of you that are sending me stories and information on different things. I am just so thrilled with some of this material. In fact, I want to share something with you. By the way, if you want to send me something, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And by the way, if for any reason something gets bounced back to you, I want you to let me know, because we have had some real interesting challenges with our computers. And sometimes messages have gotten bounced back to people. Other times, there's not a problem at all. So if you do have a problem, call me at my office at 800-872-8852. This is something that came from Debbie, and I've got this material right in front of me here, and I've got a photo that is just absolutely awesome. It shows a man that he has a bald eagle that is perched on his arm, and this eagle has tucked its head underneath the chin of a gentleman by the name of Jeff. It is the most amazing photograph. But the story that goes with the photograph is even more incredible, and I've got to share it with you. This is what Jeff has shared, and Debbie found, I don't know how Debbie found this story, but she did. And this is Jeff, what Jeff said. Jeff said, Freedom and I have been together 10 years this summer. Freedom is the name of the eagle. She came in as a baby in 1998 with two broken wings. Her left wing doesn't open all the way, even after surgery. It was broken in four places. She is my baby. When Freeman came in, she couldn't stand. As I said, both wings were broken. Her left wing, four places. She was emaciated and covered in lice. We were made the decision that we wanted to give her a chance at life, so I took her into the vet's office. From then on, I was always around her. We put her in a huge dog carrier with a top off, and it was loaded up with shredded newspaper for her to lay in. I used to sit and talk to Freedom, urging her to live, to fight. And she would lay there, looking at me with those big brown eyes. We also had to tube feed this eaglet for weeks. Now, this went on for 4 to 6 weeks, and by then she still couldn't stand. It got to the point where we were thinking we might have to euthanize her if she couldn't stand in a week. And it's very difficult when you get to that point, because we had created such a bond with this eaglet. We didn't want to cross the line between torturing and rehab, and it looked like she wasn't going to make it. Now, I know we've got to go for a break. I'm going to finish the rest of this story about Freedom, the baby eaglet, who not only survived, but changed the life of the man who adopted her. Don't go away. You're not going to want to miss the rest of the story. Donna Siebel here, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, He's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Before we went on break, I was sharing Jeff's story about the eaglet freedom. Wasn't looking too good. Really was not looking good. They had determined that freedom was going to be put down on a Friday. And Jeff was supposed to go into the vet's office on Thursday. But you know what? He couldn't stand it. He was not going to have her euthanized. He went anyway on Thursday, because he was going to tell them, I'm not putting freedom down. I haven't given up on it. When he went into the veterinarian's office, everybody on staff was grinning from ear to ear. Freedom was standing on her own. She was an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous eaglet turning into an eagle. She was ready to live. Well, he said he was just about to tear. It was a wonderful day that Thursday. Now, Jeff and those that were involved in the rehabilitation of Freedom, they knew she would never, ever fly. So a director asked her, Jeff, to glove train her, and he got used to working with a glove and then to Jess's, and they started doing educational programs at schools in Western Washington. And they ended up being featured in newspapers, radio programs, some television. Miracle Pets even did a show about Freedom and Jeff. But this is an additional part of the story. In the spring of 2000, Jeff was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was in stage 3, which isn't good at all. One major organ as well as everywhere else in his body. So he ended up doing many months of chemo. He lost his hair. He missed a lot of work. He got sick. Whenever he was up to it, which was very hard on him, he would go to where Freedom was, which was at Sarvey's, and take her out for walks. And Freedom often would come to him in his dreams, and he said Freedom helped him battle the cancer. It happened time and time again. Now, he said, fast forward to November 2000, the day after Thanksgiving, he went in for his checkup, and he was told that if the cancer was not all gone after 8 rounds of chemo, then his last option was a stem cell transplant. They did the tests. He had to come back a following Monday for the results. He went in on Monday, and he was told all of the cancer was gone. He was thrilled. Who wouldn't be? So the very first thing he did was to go up to Sarvey and take Freedom out for a walk. And he said it was misty and it was cold. And he said, I went to her and got her all dressed up. And we went out to the top of a hill. Now, he said, I hadn't said a word to Freedom, but somehow she looked at me and knew that I was better, and she wrapped both of her wings around me to where I could feel them pressing in on my back. He said, I was totally engulfed in eagle wings. And she touched my neck with her beak and stared into my eyes. And he said, we stood there like that for I don't know how long. It was a magical moment. He said, we've been soulmates ever since she came in. This eagle is a very special bird to me. Now, Jeff had another side note. He said, I've had people who were sick come up to us when we were out, and freedom has had some kind of a hold on them. He said, I once had a man who was terminal who came up to us, and I let him hold Freeman. His knees just about buckled, and he swore he could feel her power course through his body. He said, I have so many stories like this to tell. I never will forget the honor I have of being so close to such a magnificent spirit as Freedom. I hope you enjoy this, Jeff. I will tell you something. It is an amazing thing to see. And Debbie, I want to thank you so much for sending me this phenomenal story. Animals, birds, any living creature has a phenomenal gift to give us. It is up to us to be able to listen. It's up to us to be able to pay attention. And this is just absolutely fabulous. So I had to share it with you. And I want to thank Debbie again for sending it to me in the photography about, well, with the man and the bird, Jeff and Freedom. It's just absolutely incredible. And this eagle could outlive Jeff. They have long, long lifespans. So he will have a friend for life in this magnificent bird. Changed his life, and obviously is changing the lives of people all around him. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Also, I want to let you know it's happening. I'm going to be giving a class in Tacoma, Washington, at the Center for Spiritual Living. This is going to be on April the 19th. Now, we have, it's like a half-day seminar. It'll start on Saturday the 19th at 10 a.m. in the morning. We will have a catered lunch, and that's going to be from noon to 1, and then there will be an additional hour that will be from 1 to 2. So from 10 to 2, this is going to be all about mental ecology, about bringing beauty, prosperity, and a value of self into your everyday life. It is something that is really going to be very beneficial. The fee is only $89, and part of the proceeds are going to be going towards renovating this historical 100-year-old building. Yes, it's just absolutely amazing. This is its 100th anniversary, and I'm so pleased to be able to do this. Now, this is going to be held at 206 North J Street. I will have a telephone number for you that if you want to make reservations, you can call, or you can call my office. So I'll have that number handy for you tomorrow. But call my office if you'd like to be a part of this wonderful class. It is going to be limited seating. The number to call is 800-872-8852. And again, that's going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living. It's 10 in the morning, April the 19th, Saturday. Why not make a wonderful difference in your life by investing in yourself? This is the best way to make a difference in the world by starting with where you are right now. It's a great way to kick off spring and to make the rest of your year successful. And I love doing this. I absolutely love it. So it's just going to be a very special day, and I want you to be there if you can. Donna Sebo here. I know we are just about out of time. And again, I want to thank so many of you that are sending me stories, special things that you feel that my audience would be interested in, stories that are meaningful to you about people, places, conditions, situations. And I'm always delighted to review it. I appreciate it. I cannot always promise when I'm going to be able to use it, but just know that it makes a difference. So you can contact me either by 800-872-8852 or send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Nobody else is in charge of who you really are as a person but you. Sometimes, though, we have to take a journey to find out who we really are, to separate ourselves from beliefs and different systems of attitudes that maybe we've been indoctrinated with. But you know what? When you find out what your inner self is all about, you are going to really have such a joy because you know you can make a difference in your own special way. Go for it. Life is too short not to be excited about who you are and what you're capable of doing. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back with you tomorrow right here on bbsradio.com, same time, same place. And our guest tomorrow is going to be Donna Hartley. We're going to fire up your life. Aha, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. So you're not going to want to miss Donna. We'll be coming back to you with all kinds of good things to share. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.